This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want to give you an example of how to act like a child of the Most High. Recently, I was reading in the Gospel of Luke when I stumbled upon these words, "Pray for the happiness of those who curse you." Immediately, I was drawn to the word happiness. Because if a person intentionally hurts me, I can pray for their healing, because as the saying goes, hurt people hurt other people. So I can pray for their emotional healing and well-being. But in this passage, Jesus takes it a step further. He says to pray for their happiness. Recently, I talked about an incident that I had while shopping at Target. Out of the blue, I ended up in a back-and-forth exchange with another customer who cursed me. We were both caught up in the heat of the moment, where there was only this strong desire to be right and to have the last word. So praying for this woman's happiness was the farthest thing from my mind. But Jesus teaches us that this is what it means to act as children of the Most High. After the exchange, I felt awful. I didn't take into consideration that this woman may just have been having a pretty bad day, where a smile or a kind word instead would have just put the entire dispute to an end. So the next time around, I will do my very best at acting like I am a child of the Most High. So whose happiness do you need to pray for today? And as you think about that, remember these words. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you truly will be acting as children of the Most High. Luke 6:35. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, you're a child of the Most High.